Dr. Deanne sitting right here, the pride of Northern Michigan University from HealthQuest of Jackson and Bad Axe. Is that correct? Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, yep.
Offices in Jackson and Bad Axe. Yep. I've never heard that before.
It's new within the last couple months.
You're probably one of a kind.
Yep. It allows me to help more people.
So how's it going?
Things are going well. You know, we're having fun every single day at the office, helping as many people as possible get out of pain and back to living their life.
So what are you running into these days?
We see a lot of disc injuries. We have a lot of patients who are in severe pain. We have patients who are trying to avoid ever getting to that point, and prevention is always easier to treat than trying to fix some of these issues. But we see a lot of people with herniated bulging discs, spinal stenosis. Some people are dealing with peripheral neuropathy, sometimes from the back, sometimes from diabetes or some other cause. But most of these people have been to chiropractors before, physical therapists, neurologists, pain management doctors. Some have even had some surgeries to their spine in some cases, and we try to help as many people as we can get the best care possible.
Yeah, there's nothing. I've had it myself. There's nothing much worse than back pain, right?
Yeah, most of the population are going to have back pain at some point in their life. They say about 95%. I'm not sure where the other 5% are. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that people are going to deal with at some point, and we want to limit it to, you know, one case if possible. You know, so we try to give people the tools not only to get out of pain, but to maintain it on their own.
What do you do that's any different than... like you said, a lot of people go to here, there, and everywhere to try to get help.
Yep. So we offer a variety of different services. We try to stay on the cutting edge of technology. We offer non-surgical spinal decompression in our office, which can help with those herniated and bulging discs, take pressure off of the nerves, and actually drop the pressure inside the disc, which creates a vacuum, and it can pull that disc material back into where it's supposed to be, and then try to rehydrate to save those disc cells from degenerating further. Then we have to stabilize the muscle surrounding that damaged joint, and I think that's what puts us over the edge as far as helping people get out of pain and maintaining, because we take it that one extra step to make sure that they're doing the things that they need to do on a daily basis without trying to remember to do their exercises. So mm-hmm. we teach people that in our office, and they really kind of understand when they get the education about why we have to do these things.
Where do you stand exercise, medication, combination of both?
Everyone's in a different category. You know, different people need different things, so we have to tailor the treatment to each specific patient. I'm a natural care practitioner, alternative care, maybe people would say, but I'm not against any sort of medication. Sometimes I'll refer patients to their primary care doctor or pain management doctor to take that medication to get them out of pain, because sometimes people are in so much pain, we can't even do the treatment until we get that pain level down to a manageable level, and then we can start to work on the underlying cause of why that pain is there in the first place. So we try to use different practitioners, because I can't do everything on my own. I need physical therapists to help me with strengthening the core and certain exercises. I need pain management doctors to do those injections or prescribe anti-inflammatories. And we have some of the best surgeons in our repertoire that we can refer patients to if we need a second opinion to take a look at those MRIs or CT scans to figure out what's most appropriate and give those patients the options.
So you're not opposed to sending somebody, I guess, somewhere else?
Absolutely. You know, when patients come to me, my first goal is to figure out if they're in the right place. So we're going to take a look at, we're going to talk about their case, figure out the ins and outs of when it started, how it's progressed. And then we want to look at the different tests that they've had. Sometimes we have to do x-rays or send them out for MRIs. And we'll review all that with them and figure out if they're in the right place. And I'll give them, if I can help them, I will let them know. If not, I will try to get them to the right person to make sure that they get the care. My number one goal is to figure out if they're in the right place and educate them so they understand, exactly why they're having that kind of pain. Because it's really severe pain when they're coming to me for answers. So if they understand it, I find that people tend to get better and they find the right solution and they're more motivated when they understand it.
I'm thinking most doctors don't like to send a patient out the door.
Well, you know, we want to keep them in-house if we can, but yeah. If they need to go somewhere else, then we'll get them the right care that they need. And then they can always come back to me, you know, for maintenance care, and we can try to help them, you know, make sure that they never have to deal with that issue again.
Yeah. Talk about maintenance. You sit down with a patient, what, and put together a, I don't know, 3-month, 6-month plan?
Yep. Again, everyone's a little bit different, so we tailor it to whatever that patient needs. Some people are going to be shorter term, and, you know, like I said, prevention is always the easiest way to treat these patients to avoid getting to that severe pain state. But, you know, we'll sit down, and if we can help you, we're going to devise a plan, and I'll tell you exactly what you're going to expect. I'll tell you exactly what kind of expectations you can expect to get. As far as improvement goes, sometimes it's 30% improvement, sometimes it's 100% improvement. It just depends on how long it's been going on, how bad things are, and we come up with a plan and we go forward.
Shoulders are tricky, aren't they?
Shoulders are very tricky. You know, I just had surgery last year. I had a traumatic fall playing hockey and had to have it repaired. And man, they tell you 9 months to a year, and it's every bit of that. So I see a lot of shoulders these days, and we have some options in our office that can help heal relatively minor rotator cuff injuries and degeneration and help keep those joints moving. Same thing with knees. You know, knees are very tricky in some cases too, and we're all walking around and we develop arthritis over the years, and you know, we try to keep those joints moving as much as we can, because movement is the biggest thing with joints. We have to get that pressure change to get the fluid in and out. Those joints usually don't have a very good blood supply, so if they're not moving, they're probably starting to wear down.
There are some people out there that they don't want to have surgery, period.
I think most people,
come hell or high water.
Exactly. I think most people are underneath that category. Nobody wants to undergo surgery if they don't have to. Unfortunately, there are cases such as mine where, you know, that's the only option.
Sure.
So when you have to go down that road, you want to be confident that you have the best surgeon possible. Again, ultimately, we want to avoid it if possible. And that's why we do what we do with the non-surgical spinal decompression and some of the various treatment options we have.
What about headaches?
Headaches are very common these days, especially with stress. You know, everyone's been stressed for the last couple of years.
Do you deal with those?
Absolutely. So we do. First of all, we got to figure out if it's a mechanical neck issue, or if there's something else going on with the muscles, you know, sprain strains. So we can work through a lot of that, make sure the joints are moving. We do some soft tissue techniques that athletes have used for decades, you know, such as active release technique can be very effective for headaches. Working through those muscles, finding the scar tissue that's developed over the years. Posture is a huge thing. You know, we work with computers all day. We have these cell phones where we're looking down a lot. So we have to look at those issues to not only resolve, but then we want to maintain, right? Because we don't want that headache coming back, you know, months down the road.
Do you do your own x-rays?
We do our own x-rays in the office, and mm-hmm. we have some affiliations where we can do advanced imaging if we need to. And we work with your provider in some cases to make sure that we have all the correct tests, and we figure out, you know, the best way to diagnose and figure out where they need to be.
You guys are in East Ganson.
Yep. 1023 East Ganson. We're kitty corner from Crank and Go and Schlenker's.
There
you go. Everyone knows where those places are.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, we're offering a complimentary consultation. There's no charge for you to come in and sit down, and we can discuss your case. And like I said, if I can help you, I'm going to let you know. If not, I'll tell you that too.
Okay, you're going to be at the Home Builders Show, and that's...
Yep, we're excited to be back there.
There's some advice you can get.
At the new event center, and, you know, it's been a couple of years since we had this, so we'll be down there next weekend, October 8th, 9th, and 10th, and if you have questions and you want to sit down and discuss it, you know, we'll be there all weekend.
So if you have a question for Dr. Dion, Just drop in.
Stop on down to the event center, or you can always call the office. It's 517-784-3388, and set up your complimentary consultation, and we'll figure out, you know, if we can help you.
We'll see you at the home show.
Sounds good, Greg. Thank you.
Dr. Brad Dion, HealthQuest.